Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
We were discussing arachnophobia because... why not?
Because we were talking about Australia, naturally spiders came up.
Oh, because yeah. Brandon's off her meds, so why not fuck with her head?
We could not talk about arachnophobia if you'd rather not.
No, I'm fine.
One of the things that people don't get, I mean, I watched it, I don't think I saw it in cinema. In fact, I'm pretty sure
I saw it. We rented it.
Yeah, it was on TV or something, I was sort of going in and out of the room.
Yeah, I think Imogen might be the only one who was old enough to have seen it in the cinema.
I would have been.
Yeah, I don't even know when it came out. And what's his name?
1990. I looked it up to see if I'd seen it.
Yeah, so I was 12?
I was 10.
13.
So in theory, I could have seen it, because like all kids' movies were not kids' movies.
Yeah, they didn't rate them then.
It was like back before we cared about children, you know?
Yeah. I know that my mum and my sister went to see it in the cinema, but I didn't because I was scared of spiders. And I said, no, that's a dumb thing for me to do. Very dumb of me to go and see that.
Look, you used to be intelligent about that kind of thing.
Mary used to have a self-preservation instinct.
And her love of cheese overcame all.
Overcame all.
You know what? It's hilarious because I used to love horses when I was a kid, and I used to want to ride horses all the time, but now I'm fucking terrified of them. It is. No,
and now she loves horses.
No, oh my god.
Okay, we better let her tell the story.
Sorry.
But yeah, when I was a kid, you know, I was fearless and I wanted to pat them all the time and wanted to ride them and stuff. And like horse riding was the best thing ever. It's one of those hobbies that we couldn't afford to do because it's a very rich person thing.
Yes.
But when I reached adulthood and I went to a friend's place, they have like a hobby farm, one of their parents, and they had a horse there. And I was like, oh, let's go ride the horse. I love horses. And I just sort of walked right up to it and went, fuck me, that thing's huge. It could kill me. Close enough to me. I was like, no, I'm not. I don't. I used to love horses, but I'm revising this opinion very, very rapidly. And then we actually rode it, and I got up on it. And I was up on the horse for about 30 seconds before I was like, no, this is not meant to happen. I shouldn't be here.
Oh, my
respect
God.
To God's creatures, but I'm not going to ride it.
Okay, go ahead, because, like, I'm going to derail us for a second.
No, go for it, derail.
I'm sorry. My brain is, like, so off today. I was just on Facebook. and I saw Leggy's husband point something. It says, you have to try and survive Jason with your friends at this campground in Arizona. Like, what?
Jason? What? Jason being the guy who's the guy in the hockey mask,
horror
guy.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees, is that his name? Voorhees?
I don't know. Like, I haven't seen the films.
The Friday the 13th guy.
Is he actually literally trying to kill you at the campground?
We could totally go there for our vacation.
I just saw some light Jason smut on Tumblr.
What?
While checking through some reblogs, I was like, oh, humanity. There's something for everyone, I guess.
Okay, so I didn't do this on purpose, but the first note in my notes, okay, the second note, but we'll get back to that. The second note in my notes is fall. How soon is too soon? Is it
soon
too
enough.
Soon for Jason Voorhees porn?
Okay, never soon enough for fall, but always too soon for Jason porn.
Like, is that so? Is it some Reader X Jason Friday the 13th fic?
Oh god.
No, it was fan art.
Oh, okay.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
I like my porn visual. Jeez. No, I have experienced a lot of very, very weird porn lately, so I'm not.
Oh yeah, I can't even. This doesn't even like enter on the spectrum. Yeah.
What are you doing reading porn? You should be raising your straight children.
Oh man, they're so straight. I'm so upset. But yeah.
Lucy.
Yeah. No.
Lucy. No. Don't get. What are you? Stop it. Okay. He's just walking back and forth, rubbing against the microphone and walking over my keyboard and sitting on my notes. Like, no big deal.
Nah, that's cat. That's cat problems. Yeah. 101.
Well, once again, I mean, it's fall and he's a black cat, so
he's at his most he's powerful. In the
mood. He's at his most powerful. And we had like an and odd,
yeah, I mean, full
moon this month, so.
Friday the 13th, full moon. No
yeah,
less.
We had a harvest moon on Friday the 13th.
Which was also the 50th anniversary of the creation of Scooby-Doo. So basically, convergence of all things that are important.
Oh, yes. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. What the
fuck is that?
It all comes together, full circle.
It does.
Full circle.
Yeah. And we could have gotten away with it if it wasn't for your pesky kids. Should we do some questions? Have we got any questions this week? Are we winging it again?
We do have questions. I did make notes. We also have a haiku. So do you want questions, cooking, or a haiku?
Questions.
Questions. Okay. All right.
You didn't want me to say that, did you? You wanted me to say
haiku. Haiku.
That's okay. I can do this. I can do this. I'm not on my meds. I can do this.
Oh, love.
Here's some silly questions we had from Discord. This should get us going. Josh wants to know, are planes magic?
I mean, they might definitely. As well be as far
might
as I'm
well.
Concerned.
For all like, I understand of physics.
Giant tube of metal that can launch through the sky.
Yeah. Yes.
Every time I'm in one, I'm like, magic!
I think we've discussed this before, that my husband's a massive plane nerd. That, like, he can identify a plane, you know, however far up in the sky they go. I don't know how far up in the sky they go, but when they're really little in the sky, he can tell you what type of plane it is. Yeah, I don't know what that means because it's not the metric system. But he's very into planes, and we was talking about some sort of plane, some sort of Air Force plane that was created, and when it was made, the engineers said, "Look, this plane is a prime example of the fact that a brick, given enough thrust, will fly." Because it doesn't have anything to do with the air, you can make it more efficient at flying, but basically if you just put enough fire in its butt and shoot it fast enough, it'll fly.
I think that's true of really most worry. Things. If you put enough fire in its butt, it'll fly.
if I eat enough cheese, for example. But yeah, it's just they are magic, but the magic that they are is lots and lots and lots of combustible see, fossil fuels.
Not
we call
to,
that
not to once again derail us onto other podcasts.
I was going to do it too.
Yeah, all I can think of when I think of airplanes being magic is Travis McElroy's tweet about planes taking off. He says, "I think my favorite part of every flight is during the takeoff when the pilot screams, 'Bend to my will, metal skybird, and take us to the big blueness,' and all the passengers chant, 'Skybird, skybird,
skybird,
to convince
skybird.
The plane to take off.'"
Oh.
Oh man, I'd love to start that chant at some point and just see if they removed me. See if they removed me from the aircraft.
I was going to ask Imogen if her husband is DB Cooper. The guy who knew a little too much about 747s. And it turned out because he was trying to skyjack one.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think he's trying to skyjack anything.
No.
He's very conservative and calm and nice, my husband. So.
So, yeah, Josh, planes are magic. We call it, in my witchcraft class, we call it simple sorcery. Because it's like basically just cause and effect. So that would be simple magic. As opposed to complex sorcery, where you would need to invoke the will of a god.
Oh, or the devil? Have you gotten up to the devil yet?
Well, see, now that's a tirade. The devil can't do it on his own. He's not capable. He is bound by the laws of physics. Did you know that?
Sounds like he needs
the
some
devil.
Pills for that.
Right? Okay.
Oh, yes. Skybirds. I was like, what were we talking about?
Skybirds.
Planes. Skybirds.
Metal skybirds. That are apparently powered by Satan.
But it's not complex magic.
But it's not complex magic. Simple sorcery.
That's why it can be powered by Satan because you can't do the big stuff.
Satan can only affect that which is within the physical realm of the world. He's a supernatural being with natural limitations. There we go. That was it.
I was waiting with bated breath there.
Yes.
Shut up.
We've got some dramatic. We're doing some dramatic pauses today.
I know. Oh, I forgot Miri's a fancy Discord user. I was like, what is this Eye of Sauron? And I was like, oh,
yes. Yes.
That's right. I gave Discord some money because I am on it 24/7. I was like, you know what? This thing actually keeps me alive. And if I didn't have it, I'd probably go nuts. So maybe I'll give him some money. And I'll also get, that means I also get to use the Organates emoji in all of my other servers. I haven't yet. I'm waiting for the right moment. I also want to use, I don't want to use the penetrate one. For those of you who were listening last week, well.
That makes me want to throw money just so I can use it everywhere.
Oh, God. At least it's tiny. I mean, the full-size picture was bad. It was bad. I looked at it and went, no, I was feeling up and happy and okay with me looking very fucking freaky that day. So taking the selfie was a good move. But then I looked back and went, no, I would prefer if that picture didn't exist. Oh, well.
Look, you should know very well by now that if someone's like, someone should make this into, by then I am summoned through some simple magic create whatever they want, and someone wanted your face as an emoji, so it had to happen.
God, I am now on the same level as Swan Lake Anders, so I'm happy with that.
Oh my God, yes.
God,
yes,
if that would show up at all as an emoji, I would make that into an emoji because that's still my favorite.
Yeah, Anders. It's just a little bit too little, isn't it? You could do like a chibi version of Swan Lake Anders.
I might maybe be able to, yeah, make that.
Yeah. I got,
Christine, no, you haven't got anything more valuable to do with your time.
Nothing.
I'm so sorry.
Toiling away in the emoji mines. Like, sorry. Yeah, sorry. No, we're keeping her busy.
Back
we're
to
like,
work,
you need
Claire
to make this emoji and some more my podcast merch and
speaking of podcast merch, if there's something that you think would make good merch, let us know. I have I love thinking up merch ideas. I think last night, after a couple of glasses of wine, I was babbling
to Clinton.
Don't
let Imogen and I make these decisions while we're both drunk.
No, to Brandon about the fact that we need a Canada t-shirt. So we're discussing that, if we can manage to do that at some point. Just because she's been our longest contributor and she deserves some merch.
Oh, definitely.
Suppose we can ask her what she might want.
No, that would defeat
the
point.
Yeah, no,
I know.
Nah.
Oh, speaking of Canada, we have cooking in Canada today.
Yay!
Canada says, what am I having for dinner? I have sauerkraut, carrots, and oatmeal. Indigestion,
oh,
or
no.
Actually, yeah, good digestion. Good digestion with lots of farting.
Yeah. Very, very clear sinuses.
So sauerkraut is not. So she's actually got the sauerkraut already. So it's not just plain cabbage that she has.
No,
to make
it's already sauerkraut.
It's already sauerkraut. Yep.
I love sauerkraut.
I mean, you could make make oatmeal that tastes like carrot cake. That actually sounds
good.
You
know what? You could.
But
yeah, you could grate the carrot.
Yeah.
Put it through the sauerkraut.
No,
yeah, I think it would definitely have to be grated.
and then throw the oatmeal away. Hey, no,
what?
I really don't like it.
No, put the carrot in the oatmeal and season it with like cinnamon and shit. You know, because it's like fucking
fall.
Yeah,
that'd probably be very nice. Actually.
And then throw the sauerkraut away because no one wants to fart that much except my husband.
Sauerkraut's so good though.
Oh,
it's so good.
Yuck.
Slide it around top of a sandwich or something.
It's like cheater's kimchi. It's like kimchi for the weak of tongue.
it's European kimchi.
Yeah,
but I love sauerkraut, but I think it's very good on hot dogs and things
all
like
my
that.
Various European ancestry.
Maybe that's my problem.
Probably an instinctual.
Not enough European ancestry.
An instinctual aversion to all things European. yes. So you're going to have very good bowels. And apparently, if you eat with Miri and Claire, some questionable dinner choices.
Look, I didn't question, you know, eating oatmeal. I hate oatmeal. It's gross.
Yeah, you're just weird.
Sloppy and bleh.
I like, as I said, I like it, but it gives me massive indigestion for some reason. There's some sort of thing in it that just
milk. Makes me do you put milk in it?
It's not the milk. God damn it! I have to,
because I do.
I'm just imagining her pouring in milk and then being like, "This doesn't make me feel good. I wonder why."
Wonder why?
I'm only mildly intolerant. Okay, I can have a little bit of milk. It's just that the only problems that occur when I eat, you know, metric fuck tons of cheese. That's the
I
only
like
problem.
That you didn't know that there's anything that you can fucking take to. Not at least fart.
I did not know this. Like I have been informed of lactate.
Even I knew that, and I'm massively tolerant, I guess.
It just means that it does mean I'm probably going to die soon. I'm going to find myself some lactate and then go on a cheese binge.
Oh boy!
Yeah, you'll be all ready for the cheese train.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
By which I mean you won't fart, you'll probably die. But
yeah, the cheese is still going to kill me. It's still going to give me heart disease.
You'll be ready to kill yourself. Oh,
at least I won't be farting when I'm dying. Yep. That's good.
Well, I mean, I've heard that's a thing that happens anyway.
Yeah.
Your bowels kind of out of control.
Well, your muscles loosen.
Yeah. Let's not go there. Moving on.
From cheese poop.
More silliness from Discord. Nia wants to know, why is my fish? She wrote it in there. I read it aloud. Now, can we move on? That's just the
why
whole question.
Is
why
my
is
fish?
My fish? And then there was an argument about waffles, so...
Yeah, well, obviously the fish doesn't like waffles.
Obviously the fish either. Doesn't like waffles. Probably,
yeah. I love fish.
I love waffles.
To eat them, and they're also cool.
Oh, I just got
there's a great
fish.
Instagram. Did you know there's a great Instagram account, which I think I've retweeted it, so people might have seen it. Or it might have been on Tumblr because I have a cheer up tag on Tumblr, which is just a dude, a diver dude, who dives around and gives the fish, gives the finger to
what?
Fish.
He flips off fish. Just pictures of him flicking off so many fish. It's so good.
How have I not come across this? This is like my niche.
It's
people being unreasonably, what the fuck is the word
unnecessarily
I'm looking for? Unnecessarily rude in public.
Yeah, or just unnecessarily rude to animals that don't give a shit about. The fish doesn't have fingers. It doesn't know what you're doing.
All right.
Yeah, the fish is like, oh, well, I don't even know what that is. It's a hand. It's got fingers on it.
I'm making a note of it. Flip off fish guy.
No, I'm looking it up for you right now so that we can put it in our episode links.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna find something I want to flip off all the time, except that it would be you know, conservatives.
Yeah,
I already do that.
Straight
people. I already do that.
Yeah, no, you do. Your entire Twitter is flipping off all of those groups
I
all
do
the time.
It's honestly very lucky I have not been murdered yet. I definitely had someone chase me in a car one time because I flipped them off.
Oh my god. Oh, there's that great video of the two guys on either side of the street flipping each other off. Have you seen that one as well?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Have a look at it. It's I'll find it for episode links as well so people can see it, but it's just two guys aggressively giving each other the finger, and they're walking down the street, and they cross the street, they're still doing it across at cars, and someone's videoing it, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Anyway. We could probably stop discussing visual things in this video.
No, give them to me. I'll put them all on the Instagram.
What are we
going to
flick off?
What are we going to flip off today?
What do you want to flick off? Let us know.
Yes, please. If you could have,
flick,
if you could
flip,
have a
flick, flip. I always grew up with it flip off, and then I heard flick off when I was like in middle school, and I was like,
I
honestly
switched between either because I think Indiana's in some weird liminal space where. Both, like lots of different things
Yes, but not for the reasons you think it is.
Yeah.
it's just a weird liminal space full stop, really.
Lucy, stop chewing on the blinds. Get down. Don't blep at me. These cats are too good How at ignoring me.
Well, they're cats. That's their job.
Get down. Anyway. Oh, let's see. We got another question from Josh. He wants to know, are all birds spies since birds don't exist? I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know what that means.
Did someone feed everyone in our Discord some sort of drug this week?
No, it's like the entire Discord knew that I was going to be off my meds. Not
they
my
knew
choice.
To be fucking with you. See, now that makes me think of Fallout 4, where I think all of ravens or crows were all.
They're robots, aren't they?
Spies. Yeah, they were all robots.
Oh, maybe that's where that's coming from. Will you stop? Oh my god. Okay. I don't. No such thing as a bird. Like, birds don't exist. Is that like there's no such thing as a fish? Which I haven't listened to that episode yet, but I was just curious.
I've seen a bit of it on Tumblr. Like, I've seen a bit of no that birds don't exist, and therefore, and that, like, there was this weird. Yeah, I've seen a few memes about it, but I might just be too old. And,
oh my god! Yeah, okay, hold on. I can't deal with this. Hold on. You,
Josh,
get out. out of the room. Go.
I'm gonna keep all of this cat discourse going in the background. Never work with children or animals. That's the problem.
Children or animals. He was like just dangling from the blinds. I'm like, you're gonna hang yourself. And I'm not mentally prepared for that trauma today. So
no. Yes, I don't know that birds exist. I'm pretty sure birds do exist. In fact, I was thinking about this morning.
I'm going to Google it.
Not this morning, yesterday.
Why the fuck not, the way we're going right now. Yeah,
we're coming up on spring in Sydney, and I forgot that when spring comes about, then it's not sweeping season, but no, it's more of the case of just the birds all start to sing aggressively loudly all the time. So I'm going to have to do some fairly serious sound editing. When we record.
You guys have got to see what just happened.
What happened?
When I... Nope, that's not it. There it is. When I... What is going on today?
I think we know what's going on today already.
Server error. We're sorry. But the producer's
Google.
I broke Google. What the fuck?
Please put that in you've put that in our secret special tunnel. Put it in the main episode links.
Yeah, put it in the episode links. That's
I'm gonna put that on the Instagram. Don't worry, I'll figure out how.
Oh wow. I'm gonna have to edit so much out of this.
Don't you dare fucking edit this. I'm kidding. Oh boy. Okay, so let me try it again. Jesus Christ. There we go. Oh my god, what is going on? Like, the first search result is, are birds actually government-issued drones?
Well, there you go.
Josh did this on purpose. And this is from Audubon.org, too. Like, this isn't some...
That's amazing. Which means they've probably been contacted a lot, and they're like, and so they had to put up something about it.
The next one is birdsaren'treal.com. What?
Oh, an entire website.
There's an entire website. Oh, resist the bird drones that steal your information and spy on you? What is even happening? And does the effing birds guy know about this?
I feel like the world has conspired against you specifically.
In this moment, they have a t-shirt called Big Propaganda, and it's Big Bird with part of the big birdiness taken away, and you can see like a cyborg underneath it. What the fuck?
Okay. Now we need fan out of cyborg Big Bird, Brand. Claire. That's next. Our next piece of merch. Oh god!
Cyborg Big Bird, no. I believe, will give me some copyright issues.
Yeah, that's probably true. Actually, yeah, they probably got. We should just report them to Sesame Street. We'll although
like
Sesame Street,
cyborg
nice,
chicken
so
or something.
Yeah,
I don't care.
We can easily do. Yeah, it's like cyborg some other bird. Yeah. Chicken seems like yes, prime target for us.
Chicken seems good. Chicken.
Or a cat.
All right, or so that's all the
emu. An emu. I can't believe you guys pronounce it emu.
I once
emu.
Had
it's emu.
A snowball fight with an emu.
What?
A real one?
Yup.
Where was this?
Well, you see, the zoo in my hometown had a Australian exhibit that you could walk through, like, with just a path. Because they just had, like, wallabies and emus and stuff, so it wasn't dangerous or whatever. Yeah. And it was winter, and there was snow, and the emus kept, like, harassing the wallabies.
Well, they're a little scrappy, yeah. Aren't they?
Yeah, like, so I definitely emus. Hit one in the ass with a snowball. And it was, so, yeah, me and my friend would fight them, and then we'd, like, hide in the little, like, the whatever, the little gateway that you had to go through to get through the exhibit.
That's fantastic. I reckon, like, because there's nothing that would confuse an emu more than snow because it's never yeah. seen snow.
You know, that answers a lot of questions about when we went to the zoo in Korea because they had emus there too.
They were very confused and cold.
Poor butt.
They are dumb as fuck. They're like all Australia. We've discussed this before as well. All Australian animals are as dumb as posts.
I think you'd have to be to survive. Like,
yeah, there's no natural
look,
predators.
Okay,
like, the only...
so the show I was watching today, where they're in Australia, they were like, kangaroos have to see your whole body to recognize that you're danger. Like, if they only see like the top half of you, they see you and they're like, oh, there's someone there. But if they don't see like the bottom half, they're like, whatever.
So if I put my arms behind my back, I'm okay.
Well, I think you need to like hide like half of yourself. So they were like walking, so like half, part of them were hidden by like bushes or something, and the kangaroos were just like, whatever.
You know, if I'm ever in a kangaroo emergency.
Look, this is also the show though where they were like, I think most definitely fucking with the guy about emus.
Okay.
So,
like,
so
I don't think my
take
first
it
thought,
with a grain of salt.
It's gonna be like the person who's like, oh, you're being attacked by a bear. Climb a tree. It can't wrap its arms around. What? I mean, true.
Look, if it's a tree, but... that's a bear. If it's a tree, the bear can't climb. I'm not gonna be able to climb it.
Oh boy. Okay. We actually did get a serious question this week.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, let's use that word loosely. I'm gonna have to ask because I know you know in hindsight changed their name in Discord to 3?. So I'm gonna have to ask
yes.
what they prefer to be called. So my notes, I've got some other Alex.
You should just go.
Asks or says, suppose you have to read a story, book, chapter, etc. out loud without laughing. What story, book would most ensure your failure?
Anything with porn, anything with smut. Also Harry Potter. I can tell you that one for sure. I don't remember why I had to read Harry Potter out loud one time, but I couldn't do it. It's full of too many ridiculous words.
Oh man, a couple of fics sprang to mind right away, and I'm sorry to anyone in the Dragon Age fandom out there listening, but what was it called? A Midwinter's Thaw was the worst crap I'd ever read in my entire life. And I don't think I would be able to keep myself from laughing. That and the other one was... I don't think I want to name names because this person's come after me before, but it was terrible. And there was some bestiality issues, and we're just going to call it that.
So yeah, on that note, a lot of Good Omens fanfiction.
I don't know, because I've read aloud a lot of stuff. As a teacher, so I'm actually quite good at it. I can't think of anything that would actually just destroy me. I mean, probably smut, some sort of smut, but bad, but not.
Yeah,
I mean,
really,
I would be...
bad smut is like you can't read that.
Not
seriously.
Even bad smut, like even good smut. I think if you read it out loud,
well, yeah,
start
even
laughing.
Good smut would get me, would kill me. But But yeah, real bad smart.
I definitely could not read aloud Shades of Grey. Like, I've heard other people try.
I would die.
I've heard other people try, and everyone cracks up.
I would try. I would try for theatrical effect.
We'll have to do a dramatic reading for patrons or something.
Yes, I was going to say Patreon, a dramatic reading of the funniest smut you've ever seen.
Oh, that Earth versus that not Earth, the Reaper versus whatever porn from Mass Effect. I would read that out loud.
I hesitate to read aloud other people's fan fiction.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I wish, but, I mean, if it didn't require buying it, I would say 50 Shades of Grey would be funny to read, like, a chapter.
I wonder if I still have those on my Kindle.
There you go, you can do their dramatic reading.
Because that would be a good use for them. I paid actual dollars for those in 2009.
Yeah, and it could be a voice acting practice for you.
Wouldn't E.L. James sue us, though? Would E.L. James sue us?
I don't know.
I think if he made money from it. Small enough portions. I mean, you can do it. It's for art.
It's for art. Doesn't that fall under like fair use? Time, yeah, fair yeah. use.
Fair use because it's
yeah.
parody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Something done. Easy. I don't know. I'll have, at some point, I'm going to have to read up on copyright law because, yeah.
Same.
at some point, I'm going to have to look at it. We haven't had to worry yet. That's cool. All good.
Okay. There was something I was going to say, and now I've lost it. So, let's dip into Quora.
Nice.
Okay. What are we doing on time, anyway? How are we doing here? We're kind of just like... Oh,
we're 34, but there's been a lot of readers. Yeah, we're only like halfway there. It might not be that much.
So we've covered most of my notes.
Well, we were going to, we may do Lit Crit at one point because you've been reading Hamlet.
Oh, we Brandon. Could do that. We could do, I have been reading Hamlet, the story of the worst tragic hero in history.
I mean, I don't think that he is a bad tragic hero. I mean, the fact that his tragic flaw is just being a dick.
His tragic flaw is
with executive
action.
Dysfunction.
Like, honestly, like, I think he leans into it and that's what makes him so brilliant as a tragic hero. Like,
yeah. He's a dick with executive dysfunction.
Yeah, he doesn't Hamlet. Fucking do anything about it. He just rants on and destroys lives for five acts and then, like...
Yep.
Oh, Hamlet, you're the worst.
Yes, no, but I love Hamlet, but... Yeah, I mean,
oh, I do. I mean, I love him like I love Anders.
Yes, you know? He's very Anders-esque, actually.
Except
very
Anders like, actually had, you know, the wherewithal to do something about his problem.
Yeah. Anders is what happens when Hamlet goes ahead and does it. Yeah, I mean that said, oh, I mean I'm assuming you know how it ends. I'm not going to spoil you, Brent.
And maybe I do know how it ends. Okay, the funny thing is that I took the fourth section of our history rotations like before I took all the other ones because that's just how they fell out in my schedule. So I've read Hamlet Machine and I've read Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead. And so now I'm just now reading Hamlet for the first time. And I'm like, oh, everything makes so much sense.
Yeah, that makes much more sense now. Yes. Yeah. Oh, these Rosencrantz and Guildenstern guys. I remember them.
Yeah.
Much better play.
Much better play.
But I love Hamlet. It's great.
It is. Yeah. And I'm just going to say it's an objectively good story. But Hamlet's a dick.
Yep. He's the original. He's the original character you're allowed to hate, but also love. Like he is literally not a likable person.
Yeah, I would say
level,
he just sprang to the front character. Of my trash baby list. Like,
yes.
Like he fucking pole vaulted there. Oh, and I mean, I might have been on board with him until Ophelia like lost her shit.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, Ophelia's descent is not completely Hamlet's fault. Like, it's not all on him. It's, like, on, like, literally every fucking person that comes in contact with her throughout the play.
Yes.
But, like, the way he fucked with her was just especially harsh.
Yes.
So.
He was a shitty bastard.
Whatever.
Anyway, he died. So
anyway, he died.
Spoilers.
And then he died.
That was an early episode, wasn't it? We were talking about spoilering.
Oh, spoiler alert. Hamlet dies. And also Ophelia.
Damn it!
In fact, everyone dies.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone except for one dude who shows up really late to Starbucks.
Oh, is that Horatio? Is he the only one that lives? Okay.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know that part, so that was a spoiler.
Was that Horatio? It's not...
Oh no, Miri.
No. Horatio, isn't Horatio Ophelia's brother? Because he no, that's
Laertes is is that how you say it? Laertes is Ophelia's brother. Laertes. Like, I just got through the part where he like comes storming in, all vengeance and daggers drawn, and he's like, "My sister," and I'm like, "Yeah, why did you guys have to keep fucking with her?"
Yeah, your family was almost as fucked as Hamlet's family, really.
Basically. Basically. But, like, isn't Ophelia, like, every teen girl that's been dismissed in her entire life?
Yes. I think that there's, I mean, there's a lot to be examined and talked about with regards to Ophelia. I think there's a lot of really good lit crit written about her story in particular and why it's important and why it shows that Shakespeare was... much more in touch and together with regards to his attitudes to women than most people in his most of his contemporaries. So it's interesting.
Yeah, there's
Man,
actually.
Have you seen any Upstart Crow? You should watch some Upstart Crow because that's fantastic.
There's a Daisy Ridley movie apparently where she plays Ophelia, and it's pretty much the story of Hamlet from Ophelia's perspective.
Ah, yeah, no, I've heard of that too.
So I'll watch it and report back.
Do that, because I'm not going to. You know I don't watch television.
I don't think there's enough explosions in Shakespeare for you.
Not enough explosions. Although you could probably set it post-apocalyptically and make it more explodey if you
could.
Pushed it.
You could.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to burp.
Sorry.
There it goes. Okay.
Go for it.
You can edit that or not.
We've been all over the place today. I mean, Claire's exhausted from lack of sleep. Brandon's off her meds, and I'm just a bloody idiot. So there you go.
Just Australian.
I'm just Australian.
I feel like I have to defend myself a little bit. I'm not off my meds by choice.
No.
Like, I did ration them out over the last few days while I've been trying to get in contact with my doctor.
Yes.
So that, like, I wasn't, like, just cold turkey off them all at once. This has been a gradual decline.
I went to my first therapy session on Thursday.
You did? That like, was... is that your first ever? Like, you've never been to therapy before?
No,
ever?
I went when I was at university because I failed and I had to show cause.
Oh, okay.
Which is...
And therapy is easier than a drug test.
Look, they don't do drug tests.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because that would just be a waste of time. They know what they find.
Imogen, your blood is 2/3 cocaine. What is going on?
God, if it was 2/3 cocaine, I wouldn't have been having money troubles. Because I had glandular fever. What do you guys call glandular fever? Mono.
Mono. Yeah.
Is what you call it. Mono.
The kissing
which
disease.
Which is like, it's asleep.
Kissing disease. Yep.
The kissing disease, yeah. And I had it undiagnosed glandular fever, and I was sleeping for 16 hours a day.
Oh my god!
Every day. I just thought it was because I was sad, which I was also. I was also very sad. It was a bad time, and so I slept through three quarters of my classes and didn't bother to contact anyone about the fact that I wasn't giving in any work or anything like that. They failed me. And I failed so much that they said, no, well, if you want to keep doing your course, you have to show cause. And show cause is like, tell us why you failed. Make it good. Otherwise, we're booting you out.
Oh, man. Mono is nasty, too. Like,
yeah. I didn't even know I had it.
Like, you're like, so fucking tired. It didn't manifest. You're like, I can't even chew this banana.
Yeah. And because I was out of home, I was working shift work as well. So I couldn't not work because if I didn't work, then I would starve. So yeah. I just slept through university because who gives a shit about university, eh? Anyway, I had to show cause. So I had to go and see a counsellor to tell her why I was failing. And she asked me why I was failing. I told her I had undiagnosed glandular fever. She went, oh, that's cool. Ticked it off the list. And then said, now tell me what's really bothering you. And I spent 2.5 hours crying about my horrible friends.
Oh, wow. But this one was better.
Now in the past. No, this was the counselor at uni was fantastic.
No, I'm like, saying the one you just went to. This was better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was good. She was about 12 years old, which is a problem.
Yeah, we are getting so that young. Age where our doctors are starting to be younger than us.
Yeah, it's a bit scary. And she was lovely, and she's like, oh, yeah, talking about stuff and dredging up the past. And I'm just like, but the weirdest thing about therapy, and I was talking to Brandon about this, and of course, I'm going to share it in public now because
do it.
Why not?
Also, turn your mic up. Oversharing.
one of the questions they asked was what's one of your flaws? And I wrote down tendency to overshare.
Everyone on this podcast. Here you go, guys. I mean, obviously.
I'm going to put this out there. I can't remember what I was going to say now, though, so it's okay. So I can't overshare because I forgot. I did tell her about the podcast, though, but I didn't tell her what it was called, so I won't. Anyway.
That's good. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll come in again and she'll be like, I have a lot more to talk about.
We have a lot we need to talk about.
We need to talk about this furry thing.
self-burn.
Yeah.
We need to talk about you abandoning people for pools.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Oh.
Oh, God. I forgot about that, too. Jesus Christ. I was trying to work out what you were talking about. I was wondering if it was when I missed that recording date that we set. But no, you're talking about my childhood love, my childhood loves.
It was literally just last week. I never remember anything from any episode. The one time I do, but you're like, what?
I know, like, Mary and I get drunk and talk about merchandise late at night, and Claire walks away, and she's like, what podcast?
Yep.
Which is so on brand for all of us.
Give the people what they want.
I mean, we are exactly what we say on the tin.
Yep.
Yes. Oh boy. Okay. So was that all you were going to talk about therapy?
Yeah,
I
think I
was
going to say
what else
I was going to overshare and say I was talking about. But yeah, I literally have forgotten what I was going to say. But anyway,
it was probably how you feel fake going to a therapist.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting thing because it's a mental health thing which we often do touch on. Is that I felt fake for going to therapy because the underlying thing is that you don't need to go to therapy. You should just be able to fix yourself because if you can't fix yourself, then you're useless. Blah blah blah. But yeah, and also talking about myself, despite contrary to appearances, talking about myself for an hour plus is very weird.
Oh no, no! Look at therapy like you're going on a talk show, but you're the only guest.
Yeah,
yeah. And hopefully, it's not like the Jerry Springer show,
or Maury Povich, or something.
Yeah. Hopefully, you have
the DNA test for your children. What?
Surprise paternity tests. How is that possible?
Oh no! You are not the mother. What?
What?
Well, not feeding them anymore.
Oh God.
So yeah, therapy. It's just like that. Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah,
therapy was really
weird for me because the main reason I needed to go was so that I could confirm that I was depressed so that I could get on medication. And then, I didn't, because then she was, trying to go through, well, have you had, any recent deaths? And I was like, nope. And she's, going through all the reasons I might be depressed. And she's like, I think you just need to be, I think you just got some imbalances. And I was like, yup.
Uh-huh.
But it's fine. I had six more, so then we just talked about other stuff.
I hate going to
One of the things they asked me to do is track my traumatic events. They gave me a timeline and said track your trauma.
My problem is I wouldn't be able to remember exactly.
Yeah,
that
was hilarious.
Fun,
it was that timeline.
The new board game, Track Your Trauma!
Track Your Trauma. I'm going to pop that into the Hardy Dice Discord and as a game. Track Your Trauma. So it was like a timeline, a literal time, like one of those things you did in primary school where you had to mark events. I was like, what happened to make you fucked up? And I'm like, okay. I can remember, like, this is when my parents split up, and this is when this happened, and then there's a gap of, like, between age 12 and age 38. 31, actually. And then I was like, oh, nothing happened then, nothing at all. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably wrong there. There's probably a few things that happened. But I don't trust the therapist enough yet to tell her about those.
You haven't reached my loyalty mission yet. I can't.
Yes, I haven't. I have not got enough. You haven't got enough approval points with me yet to tell you.
You haven't unlocked my tragic backstory.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Sorry. Exactly.
We can fuck in my tent, but I won't tell you about my past.
Well, that might tell you enough, I think.
Give me problems with intimacy. Give me your
Yeah, because once like, you get my tragic backstory, I won't fuck you anymore.
Saffron. I think that she just needs to give me a few gold bars. Yeah, I think I'd be good with gold and silver bars. Those would be my gifts of choice. What else do you get given as gifts when you're in Dragon Age? What's the generic gift you get to give people?
Cake.
It's a cake, isn't it? Yeah.
Cake.
Yeah, I don't like cake much. You'd have to give me something different.
Mm. There's cupcakes. A lot of random shit you'd pick up too.
Yeah.
Like,
or what was it? Thoughtful gift. Thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Which isn't anything, it's just a thoughtful one. That's so good.
God, that would be great. Like stickers that just say thoughtful gift.
Plus one, it's plus five approval for a thoughtful gift, isn't it? So you just go, a thoughtful gift, and it just says plus five on it. We need those stickers.
Like some sort of bonus thing you should pick up while you're playing Track Your Trauma.
Oh, we're going to design a board game. Track Your Trauma. It's like the game of life. You know, you get the little car. And you stick yourself into like little plastic cars, the little people, and you drive along, and then
every
you just
little kid is a new trauma.
Yeah, every kid is a new trauma. You draw a little card. Uh-oh! Let me sell the children for money.
That's Anya in Buffy, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where that's from. Can I trade all the children in for money?
Oh man! So do we have? Do we have any more? I interrupted this. We were going to do something, and I can't remember what.
Well,
so,
I was going to
open Quora.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Yeah. Let's do it. Okay. Do we want parenting or pets?
Well, pets. I think all the last can answer.
Okay. Yeah, the last one we had was parenting. So okay. This time, I think. Yeah.
All right. I've been getting, like, weirdly a lot of cat questions in my Quora Digest lately. I don't know what's going on, but they're all related to cats. But this one in particular, like there were some, like, did I make my cat like me less? And some other stuff, but this one really got me. the question asker says, does anyone regret getting their cat? If so, why? And what did you do?
I like that it's not like, what did the cat do? I mean, I assume they mean, what did you do with the cat? But like, it just makes it sound like, what did you do? Why?
If so, why? And what did you do?
We had two cats in my life. So I'm not great. I'm not particularly well qualified for this. But the first cat we had was the cat we were looking after when we were living in England, because we did a house exchange. Mm. So we lived in a house with this cat called Sherlock, who was a massive ginger tom, like, and not de-sexed. So he was the father to, you know, every single other cat in the neighborhood. In fact, when I go back to London in December, I reckon like half the cats in the area will be descendants of my previous cat. Anyway, he was lovely, but fat, and used to bang on the window to get let in. Like, I had a second floor bedroom, and he used to stand on the windowsill and just sort of rock his entire enormous body sideways and then go poof against the window till I let him in, which was hilarious. But no, we didn't regret having him because he wasn't ours. But our second cat was called Oscar, and he was beautiful. But he had a really, really nasty skin disease. So he was really mangy. It was like, he was a black cat and he was beautiful, except that he had like patches of fur that he bleached with overwashing and over-grooming. And so he looked really, really ratty and gross. Like, I don't regret him either because he was such a beautiful cat and lovely. And he lived a long time too. But yeah, I don't think I've never regretted having a cat. I'm not allowed one now because my husband's allergic though. So, and I'm allergic too, but I would get over that. I would
power through it. I live in the same situation where I would get a cat if Travis would let me get a cat eventually. Mm. But I am allergic to it.
I think your dogs would probably have trouble adjusting.
Well, no, that's why
though.
I said eventually. Well, although actually, other than Ginny, my dogs are actually surprisingly good with cats because my dad has taken in a feral cat, and that little cat, I love it. I don't think it has a name. He just calls it various things, like insults, because my dad is always like, oh, I hate animals. But he, like, I had a cat when I was growing up, Elsa, and she was adorable little brown tabby, and I loved her so much. She was a teeny tiny little thing. And he said he hated her, but he spoiled her more than anyone. And then, but yeah, so he's taken in this little feral cat, and it's the tiniest little orange tabby, and he's like, he always comes back terribly mauled. Like, this poor little thing.
Aww.
He decides he needs to fight with everything, but he like sucks because he's tiny and weak. And,
like this, but, this whole. Yeah, the whole answer thread is like people who obviously didn't know fuck all about cats before getting a cat. Like, one person's talking about how they knead at their neck and suck at it, and I'm like, yeah, they tend to do that. It means they love you.
Yeah.
I just don't
understand people who get, like, large-ish pets and don't think to look ahead at what they're
Yeah,
like.
Don't think to, like, read up on how to take care of them.
Yeah, like, especially when they're, like, they live, you know, a fairly long time. Like, dogs don't live quite as long, but cats can live, like,
to 30.
Yeah. 13, 14, 15 years, I think.
Oh, cats can live to 30, as in
cats can be 20
triple
to
decades.
30.
What? I've never seen a cat live that long. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's very, very rare, but some
of them
can live
that
long.
Yeah, I was going to say,
dogs.
I don't think
dogs at the very late end can maybe 20.
Yeah, I don't think I've known a cat that's made it past 17.
Yeah,
they usually
that's
about average.
To about mid-teens.
Yeah. But then there's one guy here who is like, people regret getting cats because they're awful. And he just like lists out these things. He's like, they have big eyes and tiny button noses and people think they're cute. And I don't know why, but they're not fun. They don't do anything. They just take up space on your furniture or rub their smell all over you. And I'm like, man, like, just
what,
admit
what
that you.
What cats is this guy into?
Right? I mean, did you like go rolling baloney and then hang out in an alley?
Like, cats.
You know, and most of this is like people who just, like, seriously did not read anything about taking care of an animal before
oh my god, some friends of mine, it made me cringe after they did it. They wanted a dog, and then one of them happened, and like they'd been, you know, planning this thing, and instead one of them had seen an ad for cute puppies in the newspaper and just like went and got it like that same day. Not knowing anything about the breed, and later being like, oh, we found out this, and we found out that, and whoops, they're not good with this, and they're not good with that. I think they ended up giving that dog away, and that was so sad, because it was a very cute, well-behaved little Shiba Inu.
Shibas are lovely. But yeah, we did so much research before we got our dog, and I've lived with dogs all my life, so it wasn't difficult for me to even go
near. Yeah, I'm glad.
But then again,
more pet places and like shelters and everything are asking people more questions.
That's the thing. Yeah, I had to fill out an application form
to
get my dog. I couldn't just adopt it. Like, I couldn't just go and give them money and take it,
both,
which is nice.
Both the ones I've gotten from shelters and the one I got from breeder, I had to fill out an application, a fairly extensive one.
Mm.
Yeah,
do
your homework, people. Do your homework. Yeah. Animals aren't like
even if it's just fish or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still a living thing.
Yeah,
you know,
like
kind of what you're taking in.
I still get sad when I see people put like betta fish in vases that have flowers in them and shit like that. I'm like, that's not good for the betta. Mm. Like they need space, you know? And I don't know. I don't know. I just, it's a living thing.
Yeah.
And I know people like to joke, and I've made this joke myself, that, like, cats are easier to take care of than dogs, and in a lot of ways it's true, because you don't have to get up and take it outside to pee all the time, you know, but, like...
Yeah, I mean, they are easier, but they're still, like, it still impacts your life in a really big way.
I mean, it's easier in that sense, but, like, cats get bored. They get bored fast, and
when they get bored, they destroy your stuff.
Yes.
So you've got
when they get bored, they destroy stuff, and they get mean, and they piss on things. And piss is like
dog is being so cute right now. I need to take a
picture. He's like, "Don't take me back. Look how good and not like a cat I am."
My dog is not talking to me because it's raining outside, and that's apparently my fault. If it's raining, it's
my fault. My dogs are always very offended when it's really rainy out. They're like, what is this? Like, I'll try to take them out. I'll, like, they'll be like, we want to go outside and open the door. They're like, what? No.
But she's also, my dog's also forgotten how to use the pet door. We've got a pet door installed.
God, and, I wish we could every now and then any way to install one. We don't with our house.
Oh, God, it cost me so much fucking money because our back door is glass and it's enormous.
Yeah, ours is too. That's
in order to get a pet door put in, I had to get the whole piece of glass replaced.
Oh, so my God.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, that cost me $2,000.
Wow.
I was like, the dog cost me quite a lot of money too. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't like, because, and now she can't, now she's not using the pet door because it's making a weird noise. So I have the door open and it's fucking freezing outside. I'm like, fuck! I'm going to somehow fix that. I don't know how to fix the noise that it's making, but it's just, it's changed subtly. I think I have to sand it or do something weird.
You can't.
And I'm just like, oh, I hate everything about this.
Ew.
Anyway.
Oh, excuse me. I just burped again. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, that's a cute dog.
Yeah, we're not allowed to let our cats out. So I wanted to before Cordelia died because she liked going in and out. But we got to do this.
She was hilarious. I just remember her when I was staying at your place, just sitting next to the door and then sitting outside the door and then sitting next to the door and then sitting outside the
it's
door.
It's like that cartoon that's had like the Brexit thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna and go in over out. It.
You're out.
Yeah.
Where the cat just wants in and out and in and out.
Also the mouse and the way she used to yell at the mouse.
Yes, it was a fish, and Lucy does the same thing.
Oh,
now.
That's right, it was a fish.
I mean, I think it's a black cat.
Cordelia
thing.
Lives on. Maybe, yeah.
All right, we got a haiku. You want to hear a haiku?
Okay.
Yes.
Let's hear.
Okay, we got a haiku from Other Alex. Where did it go? I haven't read it ahead of time, so I'll probably start laughing. Okay. Feel good? No problem. Just wait until the next time I open my mouth. Okay, come on, that's sad. Oh.
Time to bring out the jar emoji.
Yep.
Time to give hugs.
That's a big fat jar emoji right there.
Yeah, but big hugs.
Big hugs well. And big jar emojis.
And a penetrating stare from me. Penetrating stare!
Yeah, y'all need to join the Discord just for that, because it's
oh, so for real. Like, just so come to the Discord.
It makes
for
Imogen miserable every time.
When I put it on Twitter, she was like, why are you doing this to me? I'm like, you started this shit.
Yup.
It's just like that old adage, if you don't want people to use your nudes, don't send nudes.
Yeah,
like, I shouldn't have put a photo of my face up.
An Imogen nude. Not a good enough reason to use the word penetrate.
Not a good enough reason to use the word nude either. Oh my God, please, can we start over? No.
Whatever, we have an explicit rating, we might as well use it.
Yeah. Fucking oath. We should probably wrap up though. So.
Yeah, I was. Yes. Sorry, I was like gonna build off the come join our Discord and then like lead into all of our stuff and we just derailed that, so never mind. But yeah. If you want to derail me in further podcasts and make these two laugh, you can send it to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebycast.tumblr.com. Where please keep things not explicit, because I'm still just waiting on, like, like the razor's edge tipped into Tumblr oblivion.
for the less than modest content, you can go to Bye 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 Podcast on Instagram and see what's going on there.
That's where you'll get all the
we've got
beautiful
Twitter,
visual links.
We've got Facebook and all sorts of stuff. All links are on the Tumblr too.
And if you want to join us in the Discord, which is an experience,
it really is. Totally
there's a pin. We've pinned an invite to the Twitter, so you can just click on it
right
and you'll find
it. Right at the top of the Twitter.
And yeah, please come and join us. It's a really nice community. Everyone's really supportive. We've got, you know, the salt mines where people can go to vent about people. We've got just a blather question, a blather channel where we just chat. We've got a question channel where you're only supposed to put questions in, but no one's doing that.
Yes, we're the worst moderators ever.
We really are. We just let it happen. Like, I'll just be watching.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to start getting Warden's Vigil on people and be like, excuse me, that's not a question.
I'll just color Imogen's eyes red or something for the emoji of the like angry penetrating stare.
Angry penetration.
Harbinger. assuming direct control.
I know you feel us.
I know you feel it. This hurts you. Okay, yes. Yeah, so we'll do that. But come and join us on the Discord and rate and review us on iTunes and subscribe. And come and be a patron so you can see my cat porn and what else have we got?
We've got our D&D episode.
We haven't put the Ameridic up yet.
Yes, the Ameridic is up.
Is it? Oh, I didn't see it.
That's a phrase I never thought I'd say. I think I might be putting the D&D episode up in this feed at some point because it's been up for a while now and people have heard it. But so it might pop up as an extra maybe over the holidays I'm going to be going away.
Oh, that's right.
And stuff like that. So we'll see.
Do you like damn life? What are we going to do?
But we're also going to be doing a couple more special episodes of the D&D type. We've got a Halloween one planned, which I think will be lots of fun. So, I have discussed it with Brandon. I don't think I've discussed it with Claire yet.
Yeah, because you guys all talk at like three or four in the morning for me.
I'm sorry that we talk at reasonable times for us in our time zone.
Anyway, we better get going because I'm hungry, and we will see you all next week. Thank you for listening. Yes. Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye. Oh my god, I was watching a travel show and they were in Australia and the woman had the guy like kicking his legs in the air to try to summon some emu.
What?
And I was like, this is the most Australian bullshit I've ever seen. Like, it did not work.
That's not how you summon emus.
She was like, it'll make them interested. I'm pretty sure she was just fucking with him because it totally did not.
I'm pretty sure
and then she had them walk like idiots, like, they were kind of like stooped and like waving their arms. And she's like, this way the emu won't be scared of us. And I mean, they weren't. They got to go up to the emu. But
that has to be some fucking with you kind of shit. Because
it was amazing. I was just watching this and I was like, I feel like this should be Miri's job.
fucking with people.
Fuck with people.
Fucking with people. That's my job. We're going to go summon emu. It's like, if you don't, you could really scare some people with, you know, well, if you do this, you'll summon the funnelweb spider. It's attracted to camo. So if you wear camo clothing.